got too much to do. It's got you feeling blue. Put a little flag in your day.
Subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
For those of you who like to speed things up, from their podcasts to their board games, here's some good news. Monopoly Now offers 3 new expansions for classic Monopoly that make it shorter to play and add new twists. Just attach the expansion to your Monopoly board and go. The free parking jackpot expansion adds a growing jackpot that you can spin to win. Go to Jail lets you pickpocket, bribe, and adds a super jail. And with Buy Everything, you can buy everything. The bank, the jail, even victory. All 3 Monopoly expansion packs are available to buy now at Amazon.com. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have seen this news today from the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, making a number of announcements with regard to special education settings, that it's going to be mandatory for student teacher placements in these settings. And she's talking about the Teaching Council being asked to introduce plans for mandatory assessed placements, rather, for these kids. So this is what has been happening today. We've had the reaction from the teachers' unions throughout the day, and it's been broadly positive from those unions. But what about the parents of the kids we're talking about? Well, Rebecca Kelly is with me. Rebecca's a daughter has dyslexia and a student in Goilscoil Columbkill. Rebecca, is this good news for you?
I do think it's good news, Kieran. Thanks for having me on. I think a teacher should be better equipped to create like that inclusive environment for the children. Now, she's moved. My daughter's lucky enough. She's now in Catherine Macaulay, which is a school for dyslexic children. But it took up until first year to realise that she was severely dyslexic. Now, I understand we'd COVID years in that time, but I definitely think that they should 100% be trained just to see, just to even that they can actually just see and just help children who are undiagnosed. Just straight off the bat, it should be done for that.
Yeah, I think that's a point I heard the minister making earlier, that in almost every classroom now in the country, you'll have children with some degree of additional need. You know, it might be very mild, but there'll be some degree of additional need. And a bit of training while they're training to be a teacher would just go a long, long way to helping the teacher themselves deal with the kids.
Yeah, 100%. And I think as well that when she was struggling and they realised she was struggling, there was nowhere else for her to turn. They said to me, look, this is the schools that you should try and get her into, because we have a teacher that we can, that takes her out for English, that takes her out for math. And then that teacher had to cover another class because that teacher had gone out for sick for the week. So then she was a whole week being left there. Like, and I talked to you before about this, like losing her mind, losing her little mind, because she thought she was so stupid and she couldn't get it. So I think 100%. Now, it comes to the fact that you have to say, how much pressure are they going to put under the on these student teachers coming in? Do they want this? Like you said, they are positive about it, but again, like, will they be paid more? Like, you know, all of these stuff that she has to consider as well is just like, I don't know.
Well, Jodie Reid is with us as well. Jodie's son is 5, has autism. Jodie, the other kind of piece of this jigsaw that was announced today was the minister saying she's going to compel schools to open special classes. Would you welcome that?
Yeah, of course. Sure, it's needed. It's just more so, I don't know, am I right in saying that they're looking at the health department doing this training? Am I right in saying that?
Well, it's more, I'm not quite sure who's going to do the training necessarily. I think that it's more that when they go off on their placement, you know, when student teachers go off to schools, that they would have to include spending some time in a special education setting, be that a unit in mainstream school or be that a so-called special school as well. I think where the health department has come up is, I did hear some criticism today that, you know, essentially the schools are being left to plug gaps in health services. That, you know, that kids who are waiting for an assessment of needs or waiting for speech and language therapy or occupational therapy and all that. That's teachers that have to deal with the consequences.
Of course, because sure, how, if you're looking for an autism class for your child, how are you going to get them into an autism class without an autism diagnosis? And that's the problem. You need all these extra reports now, you need recommendations that primarily you're going to be, you know, waiting on the health department for, you know. But I do agree, though. I do think it's a good thing that every teacher that's going into teaching anyways, they should be shown and told how appropriately how to teach in ASD classes, special skills, special classes, because look at the problem that we're in at the moment. You know, there's no classes, or if there is a class, there's no teacher to teach them. So where do you go?
Yeah, look, I think most people seem to be in agreement that, you know, if we've moved away from the model of any child who's any way different being sent off to the so-called special school and mainstream is the ideal, then, you know, the teachers in that mainstream need a bit of training just by way of assistance and support for those teachers. I mean, they'll be thankful of it. One wonders about teachers who are already in situ, whether they're going to get this support. So that's something we'll have to put to
the
minister.
They're not going to get the time out to get out, Ciarán. That's the problem. They won't get the time out because already we're struggling for teachers, that they won't have the time out. And it's true. All kids deserve a teacher who's equipped to meet their needs. You know, it's basic human rights. They should have this. And it's really terrible that it's not happening. And I know Jodie was saying there's a meeting on tonight for Equality for Education as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so I suspect this will be discussed at the meeting, or certainly you'll get a sense of people's reaction to it. Jodie, before I let you go, I mentioned your young lad is five, so has he started school or he's due to start school?
Well, he's due to start school. We applied for 18 schools with an autism class, and we've gotten refusals from all 18 now. And then today, he got a report for a cognitive assessment that is recommending now that he needs to be in a special school. But the problem is that all the special school places, they've already been allocated, because now obviously we're well into this year. Allocations start from October. Yeah. So we're between a rock and a hard place at the minute. So at the moment, we don't know what's going to happen in September now.
Oh, God. All right. OK, well, listen, we might keep in touch with you, Jodie, as you try and navigate your way through that and find a place for him. And listen, good luck at the meeting tonight. And as I say, I'm sure this issue shall be discussed given the announcement today. Jodie Reid and Rebecca Kelly, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
For those of you who like to speed things up from their podcasts to their board games, here's some good news. Monopoly Now offers 3 new expansions for classic Monopoly that make it shorter to play and add new twists. Just attach the expansion to your Monopoly board and go. The free parking jackpot expansion adds a growing jackpot that you can spin to win. Go to Jail lets you pickpocket, bribe, and adds a super jail. And with Buy Everything, you can buy everything. The bank, the jail, even victory. All 3 Monopoly expansion packs are available to buy now at Amazon.com. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro.